Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my hostess with the mostest, Miss Raina Starr.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm all right. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Do your shout out.
I got to give my shout out to my girl Jessica, my cousin up in New Jersey. I love you. I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess.
Yes. All right. So, this is a short show. I'm putting it out there right now. I swear a lot. If you don't like it, change the channel. Okay. Disclaimer done.
There you go. Go. Have at it.
Okay. Mama. Okay. So I'm at work the other day. You know, there's some work that we're supposed to finish up at the end of every month. And because it's a short month and a lot of people took off, some people forgot to do their end of the business. So, of course, I get the phone call that says, hey, X, Y, and Z didn't do their job. I need you to do it for them. So, once again, like every month, I had to step in, even though this person emailed me the day before and said, I'm off, but I will be logging on to do my part of the business. She did not. Once again, what a surprise. Okay, so how was your Thanksgiving?
It was actually good. From, you know, aside from, and actually, it did not bother me in the least. It actually mm-hmm. bothered other family members, but the silent partner, and I know I've mentioned him before, mm-hmm. it's starting to bother other people. And it's like, mm-hmm. okay, been there, done that. Been dealing with this for, let me see, going on almost 10 years now. You know, and you're married to that. How do you not know that? This person, mm-hmm. this individual, is fucking rude as hell and does not give mm-hmm. a shit about your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all well and good when it comes to his family. But when it comes to your family, no, we can't speak to them because he's a fucking asshole.
Okay, then.
You know, and I'm figuring out, in a sense, it makes me feel better that I'm not the only one individualized, you know, although he does pick and choose the family members that he interacts with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person married to him is seeing, you know, and making excuses as to why this person is not speaking to other family members. It's like, no, we could have called that like ages ago because he's a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking asshole who does not speak to anybody unless it's on his terms. So I'm done. I'm done with that part. You know, and I feel bad.
Yeah.
I do feel bad for the individual married to him to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we're all planning an after Christmas thing because we're not spending Christmas with the entire family. We're spending it mm-hmm. with mine, which I am very mm-hmm. grateful for. My parents
Yay.
And my aunt and uncle who have just moved down here, actually mm-hmm. Jessica's mother and father are living mm-hmm. here now. So we are spending mm-hmm. Christmas Day with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I am
awesome.
Very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to deal with the rest of that nonsense. But the day after,
that's awesome.
A cousin who doesn't, you know, who lives in another state, is coming to visit. So we have scheduled an after Christmas deal where all the cousins mm-hmm. get together and we're going to do something. Mm-hmm. And I have invited this individual and we're going to mm-hmm. all do something. And he's not included. He can stay home. We don't want him because he doesn't want to talk to us anyway. So fuck you. Go away.
So how's your weekend going? Okay, so here's the thing. I have been telling my children for about a month now, be at the house at 3:30 for Thanksgiving dinner. 3:30.
Uh-oh.
Be at the house for Thanksgiving dinner. Even had the younger one communicate it to the older one as recently as the day before Thanksgiving and then the morning of Thanksgiving. Well, my younger child shows up on time. My older son and his girlfriend show up 2 hours late. Walk in the door and say the following. Oh, we thought dinner was at 5:30. Now, clearly, my son has been smoking some weed. I'm just saying. And the girl, I don't know if the girl was all together or not, but my older son definitely did a little wakey and bakey, the musician type that he is. Okay. So, we sit down, and I have to tell you that my older son's girlfriend is a Christian.
This
relationship has been going on for a year. Well, she has been pre-warned, okay? Well before ever meeting me. This is not the first time I've met her. But before she ever met me, she was given the forewarning. Listen, my mother is not Christian, okay? My family is not Christian. I am not Christian. So the girl and I, you know, I start putting out Buck and Eaton. When this guy didn't show up an hour later, we were like, fuck it. Dinner time, we're eating. He'll eat when he gets here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, right?
Of course. Yeah, you know what? You're an adult. We're adults. Everybody in the household's an adult. Deal with it. So I'm getting that this girl is stuck on my ass like glue almost the entire time they're there. And I am thinking, she wants into this family so bad, I can just tell. You know, we don't do Black Friday. Our family does not do Black Friday. It's like, no. When the kids were little, I did Black Friday a couple of times. But for the most part, no. We used to make it an adventure. We went with their uncles, and we would go when they were little. But, you know, that's a long time ago. So we have a great amount of disdain for Black Friday because it's dangerous. People get injured. People get hurt on the road. It's a much better thing to just keep your happy ass home. So we're watching. We have the game on because we are a football household, and we've got the game on. And time is marching on, and an ad comes up for Black Friday, and we're like, "Yeah, glad we don't do any of that." My older child immediately clams up.
Uh-oh.
And I looked at my older child and I said, "What's the sitch?" And he looks down and the girl looks at me and says, "We're going out for Black Friday." And I went, "Excuse me?" She's like, "Yeah, we're getting up at 5 a.m. And I'm like,
"Oh my God.
What kind of crack are you smoking?" "Hell no." And she leans over to me and she's like, "I'm buying presents for him." And I'm like, oh,
that can't
okay. That's what I thought. But she had her eyes set on something. And she was like, "Oh, no, it can't wait. I've got to go. We're going. We're going at 5 a.m. Oh, yeah. And she never actually told me what it was that was such a big deal that their happy asses had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Are you kidding? This is the child. This is the same kid who, when he was a teenager, I could not roll his ass out of bed at 7 a.m., and she's going to roll his ass out of bed at 5. Okay. Okay. And he just sat there very quietly and looked away when he saw his mother's glare. But, yeah, and then she follows me in the kitchen, and I don't know how we got on the topic, but I turned to her and said, yeah, we're not Christian. I had to remind this girl. It's like, oh, no, lest you forget. You know, in our family, we say, what is the meaning of Christmas? And the children say, well, the adult children say, raging consumerism. They know. This is how they were raised. They know. This is bullshit. They know. Mm-mm. I'm like, yeah, well, so then we start talking about Christmas because it's a very short jump from Thanksgiving to Christmas. And we were discussing with the children, you need to be at the house. We are now going to tell you the Christmas dinner on Christmas Day is at 4 o'clock. We have told you in person and well in advance. The girl turns to me and says, the girl turns to me and says, I'll bake brownies. I'm like, all righty then. So I guess we will have custody of her for the next holiday as well. Let's see how long this lasts. Now, I will tell you, they've been together almost a year. That's a hell of a stretch for my older one because, to be honest with you, my older son is a lot like me. A lot like me. He gets very twitchy.
I can totally verify that.
He gets very twitchy if he feels like he is being held down in a relationship for too long. We appreciate freedom.
Yes.
My younger child, so much like me. He is looking for the next, the one and only great relationship. And I dig it. I understand. When I was his
age. You
know what? Yeah.
I have to say, as their auntie, I believe both of them deserve it. And I can tell you the Christian girl is not going to last long unless she's converted.
Maybe if I keep working on her, I can get her onto our team. But I don't do the proselytizing thing. I really don't. You know how Christians always want to convert you? We don't do that on our team. We're like, no, we're good. If you want to be on the team, we'll help you get there. But, you know, we're not looking for fucking recruits. We're not building an army to destroy the world. Just my opinion.
Exactly.
You know, we're pagan and we're proud, but we don't need new members.
Not just your opinion. Honestly, I am right there with you. Not everyone belongs in this religion.
Correct.
They don't.
Not everyone belongs. See, but not everybody belongs in any religion. It's such a personal choice situation. But I do have to admit, if it was my ideal, my children would marry pagan women, or they would date pagan women, or whatever. But in any event, now I'm going to have custody. I'm thinking to myself, where is your mother? Because you know what I'm saying? The girl's mother is in the picture. Not that I've ever met her, but okay. So apparently we're getting custody of the girl for Christmas Day, so there will be no excuse as far as people being late because they have gotten the incredible forewarning. So this is going to be interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be interesting. Now, to the girl's credit, she's a very sweet girl. She's a very sweet girl, and she's a very smart girl.
in the although she acts completely ditzy, she is a pre-med student. So I'm like, okay,
wow.
Here we go. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, fair play. I just don't know if I would want her to treat me, although I don't think there's – I think there's an ethical thing that she wouldn't be allowed to. But, yeah, I'm kind of fearful for the state of the world, considering certain
right.
people are doctors. But, okay. Hey, listen, if you're a specialist, you're a specialist. I mean, most of the doctors I've ever known, especially the ones who are therapists, are the most fucked up people I've ever met in my life. But,
right.
yeah, like I said, I'm not so sure this relationship's going to hold for much longer because, yeah, my son and I are not real big into being tied down in any kind of sense. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's been a year.
Yeah,
that's like a record with him. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, knowing my nephew, I got to say I'm impressed. I am impressed. She must be at least something special. You
or
know?
She can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Now, here's the thing. Now, you know how I am, obviously. And you know that I say whatever comes to my head, you know, to my brain. It doesn't matter. So we're sitting there after dinner and we're talking about stuff. And I don't know why this is, but when family members get together, there's a lot of reminiscing about stuff. And my younger son, recognizing this fact, proceeds to tell the story of how his mother, me, called him from the car one night and said, hey, I'm having a disagreement here with the person in the car with me. Please explain, give me the definition of the word bukkake.
Oh,
I thought, here's the thing. I thought bukkake was that two girls in one cup thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but that's
totally
not it. I know what
bukkake
is.
Yeah, that's, see, but I kept thinking that bukkake was the two-girl, one-cup thing, and the person in the car with me was like, no, that's not it. It's a money shot. And I'm like, no, money shot's a money shot. So I called my kid, who, unfortunately for him, was at work at the time, and proceeds to say, when he picked the phone back up after I asked my question, proceeded to say to me, Mom, I have to go someplace private to answer your question. And he's dying laughing because even though he was raised by me, he cannot believe some of the shit that comes out of my mouth and goes into another room. To me, what bukkake is, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I was wrong. That's fine. And then last night proceeds to update the information to say it's multiple money shots in a session. I'm like, oh, so it's a gang money shot. And the girl is sitting there, and she is absolutely fucking speechless because, yeah. So then we're talking about the new So then we're talking about the new Jurassic World movie. For anybody who's ever seen Jurassic Park and Jurassic Park 2 or whatever the fuck it was, they now have this movie coming out next year, Jurassic World. And my older son is very into the whole Jurassic thing, and we always were as a family. It's one of the things we did. Was to go see the new Jurassic movies, and, you know, that's what we did. So we're all talking about the new Jurassic World movie that's going to come out. To me, obviously this chick does not know me because she turns to me and says, well, I'm looking forward to the 50 Shades of Grey movie. And and I looked at her and I said, you're kidding, right?
And she's like, oh no. I was like, did you read all three books? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, what'd you think? And she's like, well, she shouldn't have done that. And I'm like, okay. And we start cracking up. And I'm like,
oh my
kiddo,
God.
I'm going to tell you right now, the shit in that book is about as boring and lame as it gets. It is not dangerous. I said, bored housewives read that shit. And, you know, women fantasize about that when they're in a relationship that has gone stale. Then I realized who I was talking to. And I could see my older child kind of look at me like, oh, you're my mother and I love you, but I really wish you hadn't said that. So I'm time to change gears immediately. So yeah, I had to explain to her about 9.5 weeks, and I said, go read that and come back to me after you read that.
that's the whole thing about the 50 Shades of Grey. It's fan fiction of Twilight. Now, we don't talk about our middle sister very often on the show, but she called it. It's a fucking Mary Jane story. The entirety of Twilight and 50 Shades of Grey, which 50 Shades of Grey is fan fiction, unedited, of Twilight. It is the porn version of Twilight. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, and I have read, because I didn't want to diss something that I haven't read, but it is utter and complete fucking crap. It is not the real version of life. You know, this is, as our sister Morgan has said, it is my pet monster, which is completely fucking true. Because, you know, this is a story about a girl who falls in love with a man, or a boy at this point, who, you know, I don't care how fucking old he is. Don't fucking come back and try to school me on the idiosyncrasies of Twilight, because I don't give a shit, okay? Please don't do that, because I will make fun of you and I will make you feel stupid if you do that. But I'm sorry. I have no patience for this Mary Jane type of fucking writing. I'm an author by trade. I started by trade. That's where Dorian Esposito Wallace came from. That is my pen name. Don't give me this Mary Jane crap, because I will not fall for it. I understand where you're coming from, and I'm sorry, but if you're a 40-something year old, which I am, I'm 41, and you're reading this crap, you got problems. And you need to look at your own fucking relationship if this is what you're basing it off of. Is, you know, a sparkling vampire that cannot live without you. No, I do not accept that. I do not acknowledge that. I'm sorry. I love you. But if that is part of your repertoire, don't include me in that, because I will never agree with that. Yes.
Okay, let me soften the blow of what my sister just said, because she obviously has an issue with all of that. Well, first of all, let me just mention that I did not know about the connection between Twilight and 50 Shades of Grey. Unfortunately, not knowing that at the time, I also wound up dissing the whole Twilight situation because of the sparkly vampire thing, not realizing that the two were even connected. So I'm sure the girl is like absolutely devastated that what she hopes is her future mother-in-law does not respect her reading materials, but okay. Twilight is fine. Like any other fiction, it's fine.
some things are for some people, some things are not. My sister does
exactly.
not mean to say that you're purely a moron if you read these things. No.
Exactly.
She just has an issue with the popularity of some things that seem kind of silly to her. She doesn't mean to say that anybody is wrong or stupid. That's not what she meant. So let me
exactly.
just clarify for her. She's also had a little bit to drink. So she apologizes. She does not mean to offend anybody necessarily. So, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion and what they like to read. I like Anne Rice.
Exactly.
That's, you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
None of it's really real, you know, but whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. I like my sexuality to be a bit more on the dark and dangerous side. I highly recommend the Sleeping Beauty books under Anne Rice's pen name.
She's re-releasing new books.
She's writing a new one. But she's writing a new
yes.
one. She's written
yes.
a new one. So it's been many years in the coming, but next year we will also have number 4 in the Sleeping Beauty series, so I'm really excited about that. But that's just a personal preference thing. But anyway, so yeah, Thanksgiving for me was very, very interesting. We'll see how Christmas goes. That'll be interesting. Because, you know, everything is Italian for Christmas, and it's great. So I'm
absolutely.
Happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I,
so,
you know.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to, I was going to give an extra shout out that I have forgotten to our number one fan, Mr. Arthur.
Arthur!
Who is actually, he is with family tonight, but he sent us out an extra Thanksgiving greeting today. So I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. We love you. We love that you listen. And
yes.
absolutely anytime you want to give us a shout-out, we will give you a shout-out back.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you got it.
Yeah, no, and I'm totally with you. It you know, this is my personal preference, and it's because I'm an author by trade that, you know, I you know, and I don't mean to scoff, you know, because it was a very popular book, both The Twilight
mm-hmm.
and The 50 Shades of Grey. I find it ridiculous, personally, because it's such a Mary Jane, but that obviously, I don't know, kind of connects with the audience, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and that in itself kind of worries me, you know, personally as a human being, not just as an author, because it's like, really, really, you know, this is what you go to. You know, and like I said, that's a personal opinion. You can bash me all you want. Don't bash my sister. This is my opinion. I find it ridiculous. I find it abhorrent. You know, there's so
that's
many
a very
other...
strong. That's a very strong term.
Yeah, but I stand by it. I stand by it.
Okay.
This is
okay.
what
Good
I
checking.
Feel personally. You know, just me, like I said, this is not an opinion of the show. This is a personal opinion. I just, there are so many other stories out there. Please, ladies, read. I understand, you know, your husband may be neglectful, but there are so many other really good stories out there where you are the heroine. That, you know, write your own story. If you can't find a story that relates to you, write your own. Write, you know, seriously. And, I put this out to every woman listening to this. If you can't find
mm-hmm.
a story that you can attach to, write your own. Seriously. And contact me. I can help you edit. I can find you an editor. I can help you... You know, if you want to put it online, absolutely. Contact me. You know, but don't fall into a category, because you are not a category. You're a human being. And this is above you. You are above it. But I digress. I will shut up. I'm sorry. I don't. It's like, oh, my God, sparkling vampires and people who abuse you. Don't fall for this. We are above this. We as women are above abuse. We are above degradation. Just don't fall for it. It worries me. It really does.
Okay. I don't remember there being any extreme degradation in the Twilight stories, but all right.
Well, no, I'm talking about the latter, the 50 Shades of Grey, with the BDSM.
Oh.
You know, as a former erotica writer, I have been to fetish fairs and stuff, and that, from what I've seen of the 50 Shades of Grey, because, yes, that I refuse to read. I'm sorry, but no, I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to watch the movie. I'm not buying into any of it because, I'm sorry, women do not deserve to be beaten in any shape or form unless, you know, it I don't know, there's a select group of fetish. But yes, you know, if you're into that, but if you're not into that and you start reading this stuff, you have no idea what it's about. You know, and it's just,
well,
to me, research before you start into that.
Okay. On that note. Alrighty. Yeah, it's past the half hour mark, sweetie.
Yes. You ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, I love you. And it was
I
awesome
love you
talking
too.
To you. Because
Same
I haven't
here.
Had a chance to talk to you all week.
I know.
But we will see
but
you
I'm
all
sure
the next week.
Yes.
Oh, and I forgot to say, and I actually forgot to tell you, I have, you know, and this is just a headline, I have asked Cory Booker to be on our show. So if our audience would be appeased to it, you know, if you would like to go to Cory Booker's page and ask him to be on our show, that would be awesome. Because I have
really
asked him. Yes, I have.
Wow.
I'm sure you and myself would absolutely love to talk to him. So if you are inclined, as our audience, if you would like to go to Cory Booker's page and ask him to be on our show, we would be grateful and thankful. But we will update you as to whether he is coming on or not. But it has been.
Okay.
Next week we are going to have Taliesin on.
Yay.
And it should be a good show. Yay.
Of course. Yay.
So we will update you as to who and what we are having on. Because as you all know, this year has been a somewhat difficult one for me. So we have kind of been lacking, as, you know, I am the producer as far as guests and everything. I promise to do much better in the next year, starting from now, starting with Cory Booker. If you all would go to his page and ask him to be on our show, that would be awesome.
Wow, that'd be crazy. I'd love it.
I would love it because I seriously, I hope he runs for president at some point. He has my family's vote.
Mine too.
I would so vote for him. And as much as I love Taliesin, I would vote for him over Hillary.
Oh,
I'm just
he wouldn't stand a chance.
he wouldn't stand a chance against Hillary, but whoever makes it in the primaries on my side is who I'm going for.
Exactly. Exactly. Democrats
but,
all the way.
Yeah. I think he's a little young, and I think he's going to wait. But I would certainly respect that, and I would adore that, because I just think he is an amazing person. I
Absolutely.
Love him so much. It's crazy.
Plus, you know, me as an original Jersey girl, I was born in Livingston at St. Barnabas Hospital. So I'm a Jersey girl. Even though I haven't been there since I was three, I haven't lived there at least. I would love to see a Jersey boy run for office, aside from Chris Christie. Because I do not support. Yeah, no. That's not an option. You know, he had me fooled at one point. I actually kind of liked him. And then he proved me right. You're still a fucking Republican. I'm sorry. No, he would never have my vote. Never. Cory Booker, yes. Absolutely. So,
cool.
Hey, y'all want to do it? I would fully support you. So, come on at Desperate House Witches. We will be very happy to talk to him.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
In the meantime, I'm going to let the audience go for the night and let you go for the night.
Yes.
I love you to pieces.
I love you, too. And we will talk soon.